Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, and I'd like to talk today about changing your focus in meditation and prayer to one of not looking outside of yourself for answers, but accepting who you are and finding the truth there, right where you are, inside. And this involves getting past what's been called in Zen the discriminating mind. And I think one of the key phrases I've been meditating on that helps to describe it so beautifully is this: pray for a consciousness of God, not to God. So let's break that down. For a moment, think of yourself praying to God or praying to any source that you consider that you pray to. The normal thing that most people will do is think of an energy source or whatever they conceptualize as God, and thinking outside of themselves, maybe even sending it a long distance away. getting down on your knees, maybe sometimes, and really, that look of looking up to heaven, right? But in a long-term practice of meditating for a long time and being on the path for a long time, you start having that inner connection by looking within, by meditating daily, by experiencing that inner connection. And with that inner connection, you start to realize that it's there within. Now, it's a very interesting subject. I wrote actually a poem this morning about this subject because it kept coming to me in meditation. That phrase, knock, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened to you. I'm sure you've heard that one, right? But we can seek and seek and seek, and it can become a way of life that we are always seeking. And then you can forget that this journey, this path of seeking, is really just part of your searching for something you might already have. So I wrote, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened. And then you might see what's there inside. That long path was always leading you back to that universal light that opens up our eyes. Not separate, not defined, but revealed as one in the grand design. That mystic mirror is not outside, but reflects that light of the presence we find. Ask and it shall be given, but don't be surprised that it was here, inside all the time. Now, that sounds fairly simple, but it's not. Because it's in our nature to think that we have to find answers. That is called the seeking mind, is a thing that's very, very prevalent in many people's paths when they're meditating. And of course, when we see all the people that offer lectures and talks and everything, this is, they have the answers. And if we find the answers, then we've got the answers. But what then, right? What then? What happens when that door is opened and you do have the answers. Not as many people talk about that moment where you realize, oh, yeah, right. Yeah, it's here right now. It's always been here right now. The us and them principle, of course, I think of Pink Floyd, right? And the division, which we've been definitely seeing here, humanity, you know, the us and them, right and wrong, you're right, I'm wrong. But oh, part of ourselves is that same oneness with what's right and with what's wrong. And this reminds me of the grace prayer, which I say every day. Into thy hands I commit my spirit, my soul, and body. Thy will be my will. Heal me at depth. Reveal that which needs to be revealed so I can heal what needs to be healed, so that I may glorify you, God, and live in the fullness of grace. Now, there's a lot of interesting parts to this, right? Thy will be my will. Well, if we're already in that oneness, right? Where does that come in? So this is part of that taking away of the ego, which also separates you from realizing that which you already have. The ego is a trickster. It can trick you for a lifetime. It's very, very good at tricking you. It's very easy. It's not hard for the ego to know you well enough to trick you, right? And to separate you and to puff up your pride and get you upset if someone says something. And even if you're a practitioner who's been doing this a long time, you have to realize that's part of what's being revealed to you so you can heal what you need to heal. The practice when you're sitting and meditating isn't anything but right where you are, and that's where the enlightenment experience is, and it isn't always bliss. It's often doing the hard work, getting down to the nitty-gritty of what's inside you and how you can accept it, face it, and deal with it and heal it. And if you deny it and push it down, and you're not going to have it revealed, and you will not be able to be healed. So when you have things revealed, then you have the opportunity to heal. Is that easy? No. I've been doing this for over 50 years. 55 years, to be honest. Over 55 years. And I still have this come up all the time. And sometimes I forget to be grateful for those buttons that get pushed, even when you forgot you had them. And to be grateful for those people who were crafty enough to know how to push those buttons that you have pretty well covered up, right? If you've been on this path for a while. But that's where you need to heal. And that's where you need to forgive. And that's where you use the tools in your spiritual toolbox. That's where you use harmlessness. That's where you use goodwill. Why? Well, we don't want to harm anyone else, do we? We don't want to harm ourselves, do we? But do we even know sometimes when we are doing that? When someone pushes our buttons and angers us, how do we react? That's part of the refining of your beingness. That you learn there's no separation from when you're meditating versus when you're doing your work. And that's all part of the revelation of the truth of who you are. And that's where you have to dig in and go, okay, let me pull out my toolbox. Let me really practice forgiveness. Let me practice saying I'm sorry. Even if it isn't my fault. That's the hardest part, right? When you know you were right and the other person is wrong and you know it, and still saying you're sorry and forgiving and understanding that's a gift to you. Because you learn, okay, that other person is some part of me that's created, put there for my lesson in life. So the spiritual path is such an interesting one. And when you realize everything you do is part of that path that is here right now, then you understand the oneness. And if we were going to take this being present in the oneness, then think for a moment about heaven and earth. Now, I'm working on a book, and it's a Christmas book. But I talk about when heaven merged with earth. We often think of this is earth and that's heaven. Now, again, we're coming back to us and them, right? We're here on earth. They're there in heaven. But if indeed the bodhisattvas and Christ came to earth to bring heaven to earth, over thousands of years of work, then that energy is already here right now. That energy is present in us right now. But so often we do not accept this heaven here on earth because our discriminating mind says, oh, that can't be. Look at all the problems this world has. Look at the wars. Look at the killings. Look at the anger. Look at, and I do, I watch the news. I listen to the news. I'm aware of the news. I'm aware of what's going on. But I that was my watch just pinged. With news, right? I have a watch that keeps me very aware of the news as well. But that watch is on my hand. That watch is part of me, right? The news that I hear about the world when I'm sitting in meditation, when I'm aware of the oneness, can be looked at in the objective observer sense of like, okay, in this energy field, look what the world is working on. So taking it out of just our self, but the way seeking of realizing, okay, what if this is true right now? What if we are here, we are all one, and heaven has merged with earth, and there is a Christ consciousness that can hold all the light and love in the world? How do we come to terms with that? All that light, all that love, all of that oneness here right now. And what's going on in the world with news? It's a big question. And if you can find the answer, you can find inner peace, and you probably could be a peacemaker as well. We can realize that this earth is creating in that same way we create for ourselves hard lessons so that we can work on becoming better at dealing with these lessons and learn to love them. What if in the same way the world is creating hard lessons so that humanity can learn to heal itself, to overcome these difficulties? And if indeed heaven is here on earth, aren't there so many that are already realizing that this is the energy that they would like to be present here on earth? And as more people embrace that light and love and the consciousness of God right there, right here, right now, a consciousness of God, then we'll be able to raise the vibration of our awareness and hold that light and love. and create an energy field where there is more of this energy of light and love and peace around the world. Can we just be that? Can we just say, release anything in you that's feeling separate. Breathe in, hold it, and breathe out. Breathing out. Just breathe. In, hold, out. Go to the breath within the breath, from the light within the light, to the love within the love that is one with all within you now. Breathing in light. Holding and letting that light fill your entire body, your head, your shoulders, neck, heart, solar plexus, pelvic area, root chakra down your feet till light is now extending out 6 feet above you, 6 feet below you, 6 feet in front of you, 6 feet on either side of you to the right and left. You are in your own universe of light right now. And now let's extend that light that we just created around our own body to extend out in the same way to the entire world. Extend it out further and further. First your community, to the country you live in, to other countries around the world, across the oceans, surrounding the entire planet, up above it, down below it, to the right and to the left of it, forward and back, until the whole planet is one in light, right now protected and whole. And see the highest energy sending that light and love to the places in the world that may be experiencing a place where it needs healing. Allow it to be filled with light and love and the spirit of peace. Let it circle the entire planet. Breathe that love and light out. Breathe it in and allow that light and love to come back to you 100-fold, back into your very being, back to where you are right now meditating. And now for a moment, allow yourself to believe you can have the consciousness of God. Experience God consciousness. How does God consciousness feel? It feels expansive. It feels infinite. It feels like love. It feels like light. Allow yourself to feel that love and light. Breathe in and breathe out. Feel the breath of the world. Every living being breathing in and breathing out. Be that breath within the world. Breathing in and breathing out. No separation. Just here, right now, in oneness. And allow yourself to be in that consciousness that is one right now, right here, in the consciousness of God. Ah, it feels good. God feels good. So allow yourself to feel good, breathing it in and breathing it out. And coming slowly back. And if there's any words or thoughts that came to you, you can write them down. And that way you can bridge again that feeling of that same God consciousness to your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. And let them unify and work together in unity. I thank you so very much for taking the time to be here in oneness with that beautiful energy that feels so good. My deep love and blessings to you always.